Well, just as we close, we're just going to look at a few verses from Psalm 77. And it's good to remember things in life. And that's why photos are great. We love to look at old photos and to see what has happened. And just last weekend, I was looking through some of the old photos of some of our youth group. And although I don't have any here, some of them are brilliant. And photos show us the good old times quite often. They help us not to forget what has already happened. And God in His Word encourages us, do not forget. In Deuteronomy 6:12, He says, take care in case you forget the Lord. And I think God in His infinite wisdom knew that we would forget a lot of things. I often forget to do the hoovering at home, although I get quite a regular reminder that that is indeed my job, along with a whole list of other jobs. Although Frit does a fabulous job in our house of keeping everything in order, I have to say that. But God, in His Word, tells us not to forget who He is and to not forget what He has done as well. And Joshua, just after they had crossed the River Jordan, built a memorial to God so that the nation of Israel wouldn't forget God's goodness to them. And slightly earlier, Moses, after he comes off Sinai, builds a memorial to God so that the nation of Israel will not forget how good God has been to them. And God has also given us His Word, and it helps us not to forget how good God is. And the psalmist in Psalm 77 writes these words. And he was in a tricky situation. He was in a situation where the situation around him clouded his vision of God. He couldn't see God, for his eyes were focused on the problem that he was facing. And then the whole psalm changes in verse 10. It says, then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out His right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And just in this little glimpse of the psalmist, we see two very simple things for us to go home and to consider. Firstly, in his situation, in his life, he chose to recall two things. One, who God was, and second, what God had done for him. So firstly, who did he realize that God was? This is all going to be very quick. First, he realized that God was holy. See there in verse 13, God, your ways are holy. God is totally set apart from this. God is holy in all of his actions, in all of his thoughts, and in all of his ways. He is superior in excellence to any of us. He is a cut away from us, and he is totally different to us in that sense. He has no rivals or competition in the realm of who is God. And his holiness has an influence on every other characteristic that he has. His holy love, his holy justice, his holy wrath, his holy goodness to us. The psalmist recalled that he serves a holy God, and we can also recall that we too serve a holy and a set apart God. Secondly, that he was great and powerful. Look at verses 13 and 14. God was greater than any other idol that was worshipped. He is greater than any other idol that we indeed are tempted to worship in 2016. He was greater than any of the other gods that the foreign nations worshipped. He was the creator God. He was the one that whenever he said something, things happened. He flung the stars into space, and he upholds all of creation with his powerful hand. God was holy, and he was great, and he was powerful. Secondly, the psalmist then considered what God had done. Look at verse 14. You are the God who performs miracles. For the psalmist, he would have considered the miracles of God, which would have included the 10 plagues in Israel, where God showed his power and his miraculous actions. Manna sent from heaven, water which came out of a rock. God performed miracles in the Old Testament in the same way that Jesus came as God and performed them in the New Testament as well. As a serpent was raised up in the wilderness, and as healing happened to the Israelites, God performed miracles. And the psalmist recalled these and realized what a great God he had. And then verse 15, the psalmist recalled that he had been redeemed. He had been bought back. The Israelites were redeemed from their slavery in Egypt. This was the greatest event in the Israelites' history. Whenever God came and rescued them in Egypt and brought them out to the land flowing with milk and honey, he had delivered them from Pharaoh and from all the heartache and for all the trouble there in slavery. The psalmist recalled who God was and what God had done. And that's really what we have been trying to do this evening, to reflect on the year that we have just had and to recall who God is and to recall what he has done here in our fellowship. And I hope you are encouraged at what you have heard and at what you have seen. In our frantic world that we live in, we're not very good at pausing to reflect. Yet sometimes whenever we reflect on what has happened, that can really encourage us to go forward and to go on in our relationship with God. God has graciously worked here through you as the individuals of Hamilton Road. He has worked through the organizations and the various things that we have held here. And to God we give all the glory for everything that we have shared this evening. Without God working here, we would just be a social club. However, with God at work in us, we hold the gospel. We are the jars of clay, and inside is the surpassing, something of surpassing worth, and that is the gospel. And that gospel is a hope for our country. That gospel is a hope for the UK. That gospel is a hope for Europe. That gospel is a hope for the world. And as we press on here as Hamilton Road, considering what God has been doing in the last year, let's allow that to fuel us for what God will have us to do in the future. Let's rest and refresh over the summer. Let's have longer time in this word and in fellowship and in
prayer.
Let's rest in God over the summer, but then let's go. There's a lost and there's a broken world out there. And as we consider who God is, he is great, he is holy. As we consider how he has acted here at Hamilton Road in the last year, let that give us confidence to do new things for God in 2016, 2017. There's a world out there that is longing for satisfaction, longing for acceptance, longing for security. And in Jesus Christ, in the gospel, we have what they are longing for. So as we close this evening, let's give thanks for God's faithfulness as we sing, "Great is your faithfulness." And let's consider how that faithfulness will then drive us to live for him in the years ahead. Thanks, Amy.